2 years ago?
A little over 10 years.
2 years ago.
Oh, what, by Yitzchak?
By Yitzchak, huh?
By
Yitzchak? No, I came for Shabbos. I came on Shabbos. I think it was 2 years ago. Came with Chesky and Kabbalah. So we always say, we continue to say, I'm not exactly why the Ibrisha had us go down to Farakway for Shabbos. I didn't go up to Farakway for Shabbos, whatever it is. But the one thing is clear, the biggest kinyan that we were zeichet to going to Farakway was Yudel Bleiberg. It seems like that was the hashkacha in going there, was that we discovered the Yudela. Unbelievable. What a pickup. such as a chia to be zeichet to. Just want to say just a Torah covered the Suda's Preda. The whole Indian of a Suda's Preda is an interesting thing. Like you make a Suda, covered the Preda, right? It seems like it's a little backwards. The whole Indian of a Suda's Preda. So, we know that there's Dalid Chalke Hatayr. Pshat Rem is Jewish in sight. Shat Rem is Jewish inside. So the Chida brings, and the Tzaddikim say that a person who only has Shat Rem is Jewish from Torah, so he's chaser. He doesn't really understand Torah. It's the sod of Torah which brings the entire Torah together. That a person is able to see the Torah from a mabat of achdus. With a mabat of yichud, so he brings that's a pshat kesus keferet ein haven, kesus keferet ein haven. That a person, he's like a kesus and a feret. He doesn't understand Torah. That's why peret is osios pshat remez drush. That's what Chida says. Kesus keferet ein haven. If a person only has pshat remez and drush, then he's ein haven. He doesn't understand Torah. As soon as a person has Sayyid, then he can be Zaychit to the Inyan of Pardis Satayr. Understand Pardis Satayr. So Rem is to that the whole Inyan of Sayyid is the Inyan of Yichud. So Preda, which is the whole Inyan of Sudas Preda, is that Preda, which represents Pirud, is Gemachi Avodah Zarah. Because if a person has only Pshat Remez and Drush, then he doesn't understand the Derech of Avodas Hashem. Doesn't understand Yichud Hashem. That's why if you take a look at the Zayar, people get lost in the Zayar Kaddish. People think that the Zayar Kaddish is a place where you're going to find names of Malachim and how to do all different types of Maisa side and, you know, Maisa Kabbalah and all these types of things. Understand this Inyan of Torah, this Inyan of Torah. If a person thinks that that's really the Ikar of what Zayar Kaddish is, and he's missing the whole boat of what Zayar is. What Zayar Kaddish is the understanding of the oneness of Hashem. That's what Zayar is. Understanding of the oneness of Hashem. Outside the Talmid Baal Shem, as the Rav was mentioning, Talmid Baal Shem, they had a mahalach. It's very different than the Svadisha. Although Svarad is also Isios Pardes, right? But they had a different derech in understanding the side of Torah. Very different derech. And when it came to the Svadisha Mekubolim, they were very much into the concepts in Kabbalah, the ideas of Kabbalah. When it came to the Talmid Baal Shem, they were only interested in one thing and one thing only. That was a derech and avodas Hashem according to the teachings of Rav Shem Bar Yochai and understanding the yichud and the achdus of Hashem. And so if you look in the Svarim of the Talmid Baal Shem, you don't find anything about the shemus of this malach and the union of that, and everything is just about ava and yiras Hashem and emunah and bitachon and avodas Hashem. That's what they took out of the Zohar Kaddish. They took out that. That was by them the ikur, and everything by them else was tafel. So Gemara tells us, Arba nichnisu lepardes. Four people went into the pardes, right? Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. And only Rabbi Akiva was nichnas b'shalom v'yatsa b'shalom. The oimak ha'inyan is that these Arba shenichnisu lepardes were connected the pardes of Torah. If you go in only looking for pshat, then you're going to get nailed like Acher was nailed. You're going to end up with nothing. You're going to end up with apikorsis. Even if you go in with Remez and Drush, then you're still going to end up not good. The only way you can be nichnas v'yotze b'shalom is if you go in understanding the Sidus of Torah, and that's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was the one who was Dorish, the Tagin HaOisei. Rabbi Kiva was the Rabbi of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which he said that I was Mekabel Trumos Mitaras Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was Mamash, the Arizal calls him the Av of all of Torah Shabbal Peh. Rabbi Kiva Stimta, right? That's Rabbi Kiva. This is Rabbi Kiva. Actually, as a Shaykh said this week's Parsha, because we say about Parshas Paraduma, Parshas Chukas, that we know that Pshat Rem is Rosh inside, that the side of all Torah is Paraduma. It's called Chukas HaTorah. This is the Nekuda of all side in Torah. That's why as soon as Bnei Yisrael left Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah says, Sham Sam Lai Chayko Mishpat V'Sham Yisrael. They're getting four mitzvahs, right? 3, 4. Kibud Av V'Aim, Dinim, Shavas, and Paraduma. These four things correspond to the Pardes of Torah, of which Paraduma is connected to the side of Torah. That's why when the Chazal tells us, when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to be Mekabel Torah, what did he see? He saw that Hashem was learning Sugya Paraduma. Why was he learning Paraduma? Because Paraduma is considered to be the mitzvah which has coiled the entire Torah. It's the Nekud of Soy, which is called Mekabel Torah. And Chazal said, Gemara Shabbos, when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, who did he find? Hashem was making the Tagnas. He said, what are you doing this for? It's all for Rabbi Akiva. So he said, you should have given him the Torah, Chazal say. Give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva. Why are you giving it to me? When Moshe said, Shlach no biat tishlach, why are you sending me for this job? Right? Yaakov Avinu brings that. He says, send instead of me Rabbi Akiva. Why are you sending me? Rabbi Akiva should be the one to be sent. Rabbi Akiva was considered to be akin to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's hard to imagine. But the Arizal says that Moshe is the Av of all Torah Shebichsav, and Rabbi Akiva is the Av of all Torah Shebal Peh. Rabbi Akiva's nichnas b'shalom v'yatza b'shalom. Shalom means that he has a way of making a shalom and an achdus from the entire Torah. Not period. Shalom is the opposite of period. Whereas period is a separation in Torah, because you only have Pshat, Remez, and Jewish. But when you have the Sodis HaTorah, you understand the entire Torah in its totality. Not like a Siskeferet in Hoven. It's actually very nice, because tonight is the Yahrzeit of the Tzvi Hirsch from Zidat Shoiv. The Sar Beis HaZayah. If there was anybody in the Chayt of the Baal Shem who was toy-faced, the Indian of Sodis HaTorah, it was the Zidat Shoiv. It's your site tonight. Mamesh didn't make a move without a yichud, without many yichudim. Not Mamesh, and we said many tzaddikim. He said that after davening once, he was wearing talis and tefillin, and he was walking. After davening, he heard a baskel say, like the Zohar has a lashon, like, you know, move out of the way for the tzelem elokim who's coming here. And then he went and he picked up a cup without a yichud, and then he heard a baskel go out, Vai Lepanya, who moves without a yichud. Like, everything I have. So this is the Indian of Sudas Preda. Sudas Preda is that it takes the period and it gives a sight. It gives a dimension of sight. Because when Yidden come together, that achdus that the Yidden bring is like b'makom that sight. Then in the same way that a sight has an ability to make a yichud out of the entire period of Torah, when Yidden come together, especially a minyan like we have here, Baruch Hashem, Shechina comes, and it's able to make a yichud of the entire period, and it makes an achdus out of the entire period. That's why even in the word Seudas Preda, Seudas is Oisius Ace Side. Ace Side. So it takes the Preda, which is Pshat, Remez, and Jush, and through the Seudas Preda, it makes it an Ace Side, a time of gathering of Side, which is Miyache, the entire Preda. So Rabbi Yudala, and he joined our Cheva. It wasn't necessarily looking for Seudas HaTorah. It's not like we're dashing Seudas HaTorah b'chla. Right? But he came in a certain way to the Cheva over here, when his mamash machazik the inyan, that he wanted to learn deeper inyanim, understand Torah more ba'amkas, and together with the rest of the queen/Wilmer Chavraya, he was able to machadish this chabura which we have, this gathering which we have once a week, Baruch Hashem. That brings us together, created a very beautiful chavraya. But at the same time, to add Seudas and Torah, as he can attest to the fact, Mamashi, his whole week was centered around this whole learning which we had together. Mamashi, such a chesik and a rotzon. It lit everybody else up on fire. Lit everybody else up to see the excitement which he had. He would run through the door and come and sit down with a smile and a nice joke and something to make it very exciting. Something that achdus which comes from that was mamish remarkable. So I just want to say a tremendous Ashikayach to Yehuda for what he did for us and inspiring us while he was here. And just the last remez, Rabbi Kiva was Nichnas B'Shalom, V'Yotze B'Shalom, and we know Shabbos Edin of Shalom, and Suda's Malach Malka. It's the Indian of making a Shleimus. It's the fourth Suda, which is connected to Seidus HaTaira, David Malka Mashicha. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva was Nichnas B'Shalom, V'Yotze B'Shalom. So Yehuda Moshe is Gematria. Come on. Shalom. Yeah, we call it Shalom. Yeah. Nichnas b'Shalom, v'yatzah b'Shalom. So in the same way that he was nichnas to the chabur b'Shalom, we have a suda sprelet to say v'yatzah b'Shalom. You should be zeicha that when you go, you should take all of the tremendous, the trumas midas which you have, all of the hislavas and all of the simcha and the achdus and the reyus and the midas tayvus and the av yirush shemayim, to take that ner and to take that ahav and that simcha and to light up Cleveland and to be zeicha together. Us from here and you from there and the whole chavraya should be zeichet to be oil b'shalom and be as kayal tzedek mi'avirinu amen.